Greetings to all, and welcome to the SMS, the Success Made Simple training series designed to empower, enlighten, and encourage you in 8 minutes or less per day. Our motto is simple. You will achieve success by becoming your best. Our request is simple as well. Send this podcast to your colleagues, team members, even coworkers and friends so they can have some inspiration and information to help them reach their goals. The author and host of today's podcast is none other than D.L. Wallace of the Success Training Institute. Enjoy.
Thank you and greetings to everyone joining us on this podcast today. It's always a joy and an honor to connect with you. Let's jump right into our topic today, my friends, and that topic is simply Connect Four. Connect Four. Growing up as a kid, there was a very popular game that we may have all played that the game pieces were shaped similar to the pieces on a checkerboard. And you would place these round disc objects into this apparatus that was filled with holes. It's a two-player game and you would work your best to connect four, either diagonally or across or straight up and down, while your opponent did everything he could to block your ability to connect four. Well, that example today is the backdrop for our lesson, as in the business of professional development and independent work, as working as independent professionals, connecting four is critical. Being able to connect those four people to the business opportunities that you offer, to connect four people to the vision you've got for building a team and doing something extraordinary, that's the goal even today. You could be just four connections away from changing your entire life. It could be that you make that relationship that you look back on and say, this was the relationship that made the biggest difference in my life as it relates to business. Well, when you're running your own home-based business, that Connect Four principle still has a relevance. Today, in our continuing series on action figures, we're going to talk about part two in that series, and that is the ability to make the connection. Yes, my friends, the ability to make the connection. And four is the acronym that represents the four-step process for making sure that we can be effective in this particular area. First, when it comes to networking and making those connections with others and getting them excited about what we do, we must connect frequently. That's the F in our four acronym. We must connect frequently. Every commercial we know is a commercial we've seen over and over and over again. The insurance companies are great with it. If I ask you what is the slogan for Nationwide, you would easily say Nationwide is on your side. If I ask you what's the slogan for Allstate, you'd say you're in good hands with Allstate. And then with State Farm, you would reply like a good neighbor. State Farm is there. I can assure you that you hear those commercials every single time you turn on the television. The Super Bowl commercial, your favorite Super Bowl commercial, you'll forget it in a month. But the commercial you'll always remember is the one that has that frequency. By the same token, my friends, I challenge us to go out and communicate frequently, not just to send one email, but to send the follow-up email, not just to make one contact, but to make multiple contacts with the same person. My landscaper is great about it because he will send an email to let me know when it's time to fertilize, an email to let me know when trees need to be trimmed, another email to let me know when it's time to lay down the mulch and to clean out the flower beds and gardens. He'll send me email after email after email. Same client, but I receive multiple emails from him because of his commitment to connecting frequently. If you were to give yourself a grade on how frequently you connect with those that you've talked to about an opportunity before, what would that grade be? Do you send one email and if they don't respond, you leave them alone? Or is it an email and a phone call and a text message and then another email about another topic? That's the way that connections are made. The next component in our Connect Four example is the connections must be objective. Objectively, we must connect objectively, not subjectively. In other words, we have to remove every preconceived notion about what a person may say when we communicate with them. We never know who is going to buy. I enjoy going to the mall and you walk in down the mall and there's a booth there and somebody may say, excuse me, would you like to try a lotion? Excuse me, would you like to try this new cream? Or excuse me, would you like to try this or that? They're talking to as many people as they can. You know what happens in the grocery store. You see the person that's giving away the free samples, and their job is to make sure that everyone, from an objective standpoint, gets the same opportunity. That means that nobody is excluded from the process. The biggest challenge most business owners make is they exclude too many people from the process. They think to themselves that their uncles or cousins or nieces or nephews will probably not be interested, so they don't decide decide to give them a call. I have a relative who distributes and sells Mary Kay products. Now, I would probably be the least likely person to receive a product from Mary Kay. However, that does not keep my relative from making frequent contact with me. She doesn't say to herself, oh, DL doesn't need this because he's a guy and most of my products are for girls. She'll say, well, maybe you need this for your family or maybe you need this for that. She will continue to objectively communicate with me and not counsel me out on her own. And there have been times when I have forwarded her information to someone I knew that did need the product or service. So it is important to connect objectively. Let's never counsel anybody out and never say that anyone can't be a client. Never say that anyone can't build a team. Never say that we can't have, think about it. Some of the most least likely people in our country have gone on to become multimillionaires and even billionaires. People that we would have never expected to accomplish great things, but they were given an objective opportunity and they were not excluded in any way, shape, or form. And they took advantage of it and they became successful. That U in our four acronym simply means that we must connect to uncover needs. Not our needs, but the needs of our clients, but the needs of our team, but the needs of those that we're working to develop and work with. When was the last time you asked someone what their goals were over the next 3 years? Have you ever talked to one of your friends that you were communicating about a business opportunity and said, listen, where would you like to be 3 years from now? And what is it that you want to accomplish? I'd love to be a part of helping you achieve your goals. And then once we uncover the needs, we can then connect them to our products and services that some type of way can meet the needs they have. So the key is to uncover the need, find out the why. You think about it all the time. If you go to the doctor's office, the doctor does more asking questions than he does giving a diagnosis. He understands that his job is to uncover your needs. When he sits down with you, he's going to ask you how you're feeling, and he's going to check your blood pressure, and he's going to take your pulse. Well, by the same token, my friends and neighbors, that's what we're doing when we're building our home-based businesses, was we're developing the companies that we have been so blessed to have an opportunity to represent. Then we're uncovering the needs of people on our team. We're checking their pulse to see how they feel about this or that. We're checking their blood pressure, and they're all those things metaphorically. We're finding out so that we can be better at serving them. Finally, my friends, when we connect, we should connect to build lasting relationships. That's the R in our four acronym. Many times we may meet people and we may think that that meeting is just chance or just for a day or just for a week. Our goal in connecting should be to build lasting relationships. History tells us that Henry Ford and Harry Firestone were very good friends, that they had a lasting relationship, that they knew each other very well. And also Thomas Edison was a part of that same circle, that they had such a great connectivity. They had a lasting relationship. That's what we're all looking for, my friends and neighbors. That's the beauty about running your own home-based business, is that you get the chance to build lasting relationships. We get the opportunity to talk to someone today that we may be connected to for the next 30 years. My friends, it is easy for us to make those connections when we follow our four technique. We must connect frequently and objectively. We must uncover needs and build relationships. Once we do that, we'll know that we can connect four. This call was brought to you by SimplySuccess.com, your online solution to quality professional development training that grows you and your business. Simplify your success with SimplySuccess.com. And remember, whether you run your business full-time or part-time, I thank you for your time. I'm DL Wallace, and you are one step closer to achieving your goals.